This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which has come under large-scale attack early this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with the US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela capital Caracas. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Donald Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Bogota, Colombia, which also manages affairs in Venezuela, released a statement advising Americans against traveling to Venezuela or its borders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparwa Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur laut kar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती, गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
In Chhattisgarh, 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters with security forces in the Bastar division today. More details from our Raipur correspondent.
The year 2026 has brought a major success for security forces on the anti-Naxal front in Chhattisgarh. 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar division. One of the encounters took place in the Konta area of Sukma district, in which 12 Maoists were killed. The second encounter occurred in the Basaguda area of Bijapur district, where two Maoists were neutralized. Security forces have recovered the bodies of all the slain Maoists from the encounter sites, besides an AK-47 rifle, an SLR rifle and other weapons have also been recovered from the spot. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the portraits of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya at the Delhi Legislative Assembly. During the event, Mr. Singh also released a coffee table book titled Bharat Mata in the presence of Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta. The book is dedicated to the creative and artistic expression of Indian national consciousness on the occasion of 150 years of the composition of the national song Vande Mataram. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Rajnath Singh said, it is not only an occasion to honour the contributions of these two big personalities, but it is also a moment to honour country's parliamentary traditions, moral politics and the spirit of nationalism. The Election Commission of India has decided that the voters from three Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes will be automatically enlisted in the final voters list of West Bengal. The voters from these three communities will not be required to furnish any document for that purpose. According to the official sources of Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, these Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes are Birhor, Toto and Shabar. Following the Commission's instruction, the district magistrates as well as the district electoral officers have asked the block development officers to provide details of the voters from these three Aboriginal tribes in their respective areas. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced the winners of four creative challenges under the Badalta Bharat Mera Anubhav campaign. The challenges were organized in collaboration with the MyGov platform. Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Savitri Bai Phule, a pioneer of women's education and social reforms, on her birth anniversary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.